Well, once again this week, we're so happy to be joined by our very favorite football guy and just all-around nice guy, Danny Harnden from Fox 8 Sports, talking about our Friday football roundup. Now, I feel like, Danny, we might want to get the bad news out of the way, which would probably be last night.
Do we have to?
I mean, I feel like it would just, it's the elephant in the room, so to speak.
Yeah,
I didn't watch, no doubt. I didn't watch the game, but based on what people were saying on Facebook about it, I was like, I'm glad I'm not watching.
Yeah,
this
there
game.
Were a lot of questions going in. If the Panthers lose to the Buccaneers and start out 0-2, do you push the panic button? And the finger is on it, baby. I don't know if they're pushing yet, but it's you can't lose to the Buccaneers at home. Buccaneers aren't that good. And to lose by a foot at the end of the game, there's something going on with Cam Newton. Remember in the old days, if you needed a yard, Cam Newton quarterback sneak, he's 6'5", 255 pounds.
Yeah.
And you get it. And three times last night, they had 4th-and-1, and they never did that one time. And at the end of the game, when the game was on the line, they needed 1 yard to win the ball game. They got all fancy and Christian McCaffrey around the left side, and he didn't get in, and they lose 20-14. It's sad. It's just really sad.
When is Cam going to be occupying space on the bench, do you think?
No, I mean, he won't. He's not 100% at all, but he's better than the backup. So you're just going to ride him until his body falls apart. But he is not. I mean, they're not going to admit it, but the shoulder, I mean, he finally threw the ball downfield last night. That was good to see. But he's so inaccurate. It's just so, like, just easy throws he's throwing over their head or at their feet. Threw the ball like 51 times, which is not what the Panthers want to do either. And it just shows you, Tammy, why quarterbacks make so much money. If you have a healthy, good quarterback, you have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. The Panthers have a wounded quarterback, and they don't really look good right now.
All right. Well, we'll put that behind us now. We've talked about it. We can move on to
we'll put
Raiders.
A pin in that.
Yeah, put a pin in it. And let's move on. Let's talk about some Friday night lights. That's the really big thing we're talking about right now. It's a perfect Friday for it.
Yes. Week 4 of the high school football season. And on the frenzy tonight, we're going to have highlights of 16 games. We're so excited. It's interesting. We're in week 4. We're starting to see who the studs are. And it seems like the studs are pretty much the same studs of last year and the year before. Reedsville and East Forsyth. Dudley looks really good. There's some West Forsyth. There's some really, really good teams in our area. I think we've got a chance to win a state championship or two like we did last year.
That would be amazing. Any particular players that you really just you look at and you think, man, I can't believe this kid is in high school.
Yeah. East Forsyth running back. We've got a quarterback at Reagan. I mean, we've got a lot of Dudley has two, not one, but two defensive linemen. One going to Carolina, the other one is a D1 guy, too. So that's, I mean, imagine if you're an offensive quarterback and you look across the line and you see a couple of 6'3", 290-pound guys. You're like, I got to run away from them. Our game of the week tonight is Southern Alamance at Eastern Alamance. And you know what's so fun, Tammy, is going to small towns like Mebane.
Yes.
That's the home of Eastern Alamance. I love going to places like that. The whole city shuts down on a Friday night and people come out. Like North Davidson and the Welcome Community. Do you know that some fans put their chairs out in the morning, Friday morning? Yes. On the little hill behind the goalpost. They come out in the morning. They put the chairs down so they can get the good seats. I love going to the small town. Ramser for Eastern Randolph. I love going to the small towns. And then when you show up, you're like, hey, Fox 8, what's up? And they're so excited. And, it's going to be fun tonight out there at Eastern Alamance. An interesting story to pass along about Eastern Alamance. Quick story. So back in 2004, they were 0-11. Eastern was terrible. So I go out and do a morning pep rally out there, filled the gym up with kids. And they had lost their first two games of the year. So we come out, they reel off 8 wins in a row right after we do our live shot.
Oh, well, and the coach that's an is endorsement
like,
right
the,
there.
The coach is like, hey, we got something. So the following year, Tammy, they start out 0-3. Coach Kirby calls me up and goes, Danny, we need a little Fox 8 mojo. That's what he called it, Fox 8 mojo. I'm not kidding you. They started out 0-3. We do a morning live shot. They win 11 games in a row right after that.
So you think you could do a morning live shot out at the Panther Stadium Monday morning? You think maybe you could head out there?
I did one last night. It didn't work. Oh. I think it's just a high school mojo thing. So, Eastern Alamance loves us because they've averaged 11 wins a year every year since then. And it's just called the Fox 8 Mojo. It's kind of like, you know, the wolf shows up, good things happen. It's just the mojo.
I love it. I love it. And now you're going to have all the coaches begging you to come out. You're not going to know where to go. All right. So let's move forward to the ACC. What are we watching this weekend?
Well, tonight, especially, we have a special Friday night game, Carolina at Wake Forest. They're going to kick off at 6:00. Yeah. So, both teams are 2-0. Both teams are looking really good. Carolina was horrible last year. They fired their coach Fedora. They bring in Mack Brown for the second Mack Brown era. And they look, just the eye test, when you look at the Tar Heels, they look completely different than they did last year. They beat two good teams so far, South Carolina and Miami, and Wake is looking good. Wake has gone to 3 consecutive bowl games. I mean, that's never happened in Wake history. And they're looking good to maybe make it 4 in a row. So that could be a good game tonight, Carolina and Wake Forest. NC State's on the road at West Virginia. Duke's on the road at Middle Tennessee. ACC football is looking pretty good to start the year. We'll see.
Yeah, I would love to be at BB&T Field for that game. That's going to be great. And I mean, you know, I'm a triad girl, so I'm pulling for the Deacons for sure.
Yeah. And it's interesting that Friday night games, Wake's got a couple of Friday night games. And a few years back, it just seemed like the college game said, you know what, high school, we don't want to play on a Friday night because we don't want to mess up your deal, you know, your thing. But when TV tells you to play on a Friday night, you show up and you play.
You play, for sure.
So that's what's going on with that, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Danny, thank you. Is there anything else we need to talk about football-wise, or we got it all covered?
We are good. You know what? The Panthers are at Arizona next week. And you know how I mentioned, you know, the panic button? Mm-hmm. If they can't beat the Arizona Cardinals next week, I'd say push it. I'd say push that panic button.
Yeah, yeah. Or you know, go ahead and sell your season tickets.
You know what? I'm just trying to be laughing about it because it's sad. It's
well, what are you going to do?
Because they have some really good talent, and it could be a really long year with the Panthers. Mm.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll just have to find another pastime. I don't know.
There you go.
All right, Danny, you're the best. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
We'll talk to you next week.